What are we going to do with him? I don't know. Let's find out. He spent 36 years at the Chronicle as a sports reporter and columnist. Now he writes a weekly column for the Press Democrat. On the KSRO Live Line with us is C.W. Nevius on the KSRO Live Line. Good morning, C.W.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, sir. It's a great pleasure to have you here, and glad you're writing for the PD now. Let's start with the Giants. Do you expect any surprises in the second half at the trade deadline? Anything?
Well, that's a good question. It would be a surprise if they could stay healthy. That would be a nice surprise before the trading deadline. I think the question that everybody's asking is, do you want to keep this core group together, the Posey, Belt, Brandon Crawford group together, Hunter Pence, or are you in a situation where those guys are valuable trading chips and you want to make a move, maybe go younger, go kind of the A's route? And I think consensus is they feel like they're not that far away. A year ago, they had the best record in baseball at the All-Star break. So I think they're trying to fill in other pieces and leave that core group together. The problem is they can't seem to keep people healthy and on the field. And I mean, there's no question that this has been awful first half. So, I don't know, it's still fun to go to the ballpark, but this is a very different Giants team than what we've come to expect.
So you're not getting the sense from the team and the management that they're going to throw in the towel. They're almost 30 games behind the Dodgers. It's not like they're going to be able to add a couple people and it's all going to go right.
Right. I think they're going to throw in the towel and they're going to throw in the good players. I mean, I think they all realize this is not going to happen this year, especially since like the teams like the Dodgers are just so hot.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd have a possibility if they were in a different division, but this is not going to happen. So now it's a classic case of playing for pride. They're trying to bring up some of their younger players. But, you know, a year ago we thought that the problem was they needed a bullpen, they needed a left field. Now they need an exorcism. I mean, every single time they put somebody out in left field, something terrible happens.
Yes, it's true.
Austin Slater just hurt his hip. Jared Parker ran into the wall and broke his collarbone. It's just one thing after another. We're finally getting Bumgarner back. I say we. I'm not part of the team, but the Giants are finally getting Bumgarner back. But that was a crazy injury that was incredibly careless and reckless for him to do, and kind of typifies what happened in the whole season.
And Pat, I know you're going to ask about these, but one more thing on the Giants real quickly.
Yeah,
did you go to the San Jose game where Bumgarner made his start?
I did. I went to the first one where he got lit up for 9 runs in 1 inning.
Oh.
So what's it like down there at that San Jose game?
Well, you know, he played in San Jose. A lot of people had Bumgarner jerseys. He has fond memories of that. He was a 19-year-old kid out of North Carolina. He'd never really been away from home too much. He flies across the country and goes to San Jose. And he made, you know, a point to say how much he appreciated the way people made him feel welcome. However, he was supposed to throw 70 pitches. He threw about 35, threw about half of them. And all of a sudden, the wheels came off. This guy that I'd never heard of, DJ Peters, got up in the fourth inning. He got it to 2-1, and he hit one of the longest home runs I've ever seen in my life. I don't know if you remember that line from Bull Durham, but people said anything that flies that far should have a stewardess on it.
Yeah. So
that happened, and then after that, it was just a cacophony. There were singles. There was a 3-run homer. There was a triple off the wall. It was a double. They batted all the way around. And this guy Peters comes up again, still the same inning, and hits this screaming line drive over the left field fence. So he hits 2 home runs in 1 inning. They hit 4 home runs altogether. He gave up 9 runs, and I was not at all sure that he was going to be able to come back. Now, Monday night, he goes out and throws almost 90 pitches. It looks pretty good. Saturday, he's going to be back in the starting lineup by all accounts. So just goes to show it's a process. Pitching is not easy, and it's a process to get things together. But I would not have given you 25 cents for Bumgarner getting back to the rotation and having a successful season. And now it looks like that may happen.
Yeah, we'll see if it's home too soon in that regard. Okay, quickly, CW, why is there no real love for the A's ever? Is it the stadium? Is it the players? Is it Moneyball?
Well, yeah, I think it is. All those things. The stadium's awful. It's just awful. I went out there 2 weeks ago, and I went to a day game. It was a beautiful day. I mean, it's demonstrably better weather than in San Francisco. And the place had all the energy of a mausoleum. It was nearly empty. I sat in the stands. It was so warm, we all sat in the shade because we could sit where we wanted because there were only whatever there were, 14,000 people in a 54,000-seat stadium.
Right.
And there were moths that kept flying up out of the seats and fluttering around. I mean, it was like as I said, the analogies just write themselves. But this is a stadium that has moths. So they got to get a new ballpark. And it could be such a great thing for the city of Oakland. Look what happened in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And if they can get this together, if they can get an ownership group that is committed to actually trying to win instead of trying to get the most money out of the situation, this is a sleeping giant. It could be a wonderful thing. I'm a big fan of Bob Melvin, the manager, who is one of the few people who's been manager of the year in both the American and the National League. They always have impressive young players. Very personable guys. I mean, I was surprised at what an open, friendly clubhouse it was. But I think, you know, you're right. I mean, the stadium is certainly a problem. Moneyball is, you know, the problem with Moneyball, they always say, is it has no heart. And the idea that the fans would latch on to someone, like the Giants fans have latched on to Buster Posey, for example, and ride that guy through to the sense that this is who we are, they don't have that because their model is to get rid of those players as soon as they begin to put up numbers that would make them expensive. And I think that Cespedes, Yiannis Cespedes, was a great example of somebody that it was a budding star. The fans were really getting behind him. The players loved him. He was a leader in the clubhouse, and they traded him. And I think that kind of broke everybody's spirit. And it's just kind of gone like that from there. This last Stephen Vogt, you know, he was an older guy. He was hitting .217, but there's a guy that was the face of the franchise. People loved him. He was a great presence in the clubhouse, and they just shipped him out. You know, Moneyball says ship him out.
No loyalty. Loyalty.
Yes, right. There's no loyalty, and there's no sense that we're building something here for the future. We're gonna restart every single year, and it may be a great model to make money, but it's not a great model to build a franchise or build a fan base, and I think that's the problem. So it's really a shame, but I consistently say and believe, again, this is a sleeping giant. If they could get a great ballpark in Oakland, it could revitalize the downtown, it could revitalize this franchise, and it would really be a boon to a city that's lost both the Raiders and the Warriors,
right?
You know, but if they concentrate on the A's, they really have something, and I think they can make it work. It just hasn't happened.
Well, CW, appreciate your input this morning. We'd love to talk to you again before the end of the baseball season. Thanks for being there.
You bet. Happy to.
That's CW Nevius, a columnist for the PD on KSRO.